So we're up to based on the bottom. We basically in the Mishnah, it talks. Tanna Kamma says that a woman who was married, a Yevama, whether she was an Arusa, only engaged, and then her husband died, whether she's married, she's not allowed to, not only not allowed to get married, she's not allowed to even get engaged. Because we want to make sure that they keep those 3 months separate. Rabbi Huda comes along and he says, no. If even though she was married to Reuven, if all she wants to do is get engaged, you can get engaged straight away. You just can't get married for 3 months. So Hanasuas, he says, is arson. The other thing he says is that if all she was engaged to Reuven before Reuven died, then she's allowed to get married straight away because there's no inyan of Havchana. What are you waiting for? Rabbi Yossi seems to agree. He says, Kol Hanoshim Yis Arsu. It sounds like he's saying that all the women, even those who are married, are allowed to get engaged straight away. The only one who cannot get engaged straight away is an Almana because of Avelus. And what we'll discuss today, where does it say that you're not getting engaged during Avelus? You don't get married maybe, but engaged, why not? So we'll soon see. So the Gemara has a discussion about a Stam and Va'achekach Machlekes. The first part of the Mishnah is anonymous, a Tanna Kamma. And then you have a Machlekes. How do we deal with it? Because we had a discussion here that whether Rabbi Yechon actually said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, which would be like a das yachid, and then we explained that Tanna Kamma also is a das yachid. And so now we're going to discuss that. If there's an argument later on, there's a mishnah where the mishnah is anonymous, then obviously that means they'd be saying the halacha is like the stam mishnah. If there's a stam v'achra machlekes, then we don't follow the stam. So this we're up to the Gemara. We're up to here about 6 lines at the bottom. Mistamich ve'ozel Rabavu Akasper Ramnachem. Rabavu was leaning on the shoulder of Nachem. Shamaya, his gabai. Manke ve'ozel, they were walking together. Hilchasim minei, and he was collecting from him all these halachas. Boyim, and they asked him a couple of questions. Number one is, Machlekes ve'achar kach stam. If the first Mishnah there's an argument, the next Mishnah is unanimous. My, what's it in? Omale, halachi stam. We'll follow the stam. That's a later thing. What about the other way reverse? Stam ve'achikach machlekes. First is the stam and then the machlekes. My omele ain't a loch stam. Then obviously Rebbe's trying to tell you the loch is not like a stam. What about stam de maslis? In the Mishnah is a stam, but a machlekes bebraise. In the braise is a machlekes. Do we take notice? Omele halochik stam. Obviously we follow the Mishnah and the halochik stam. What about the other way around? Machlekes bemaslis. In the Mishnah is a machlekes. However, the stam bebraise. But in the braise there's a stam. Do we say that the halochik like a stam? My, what's it in? Omele, he said to him, he said to him, the famous thing, he said, if Rebbe didn't teach it in Mishnayis, we have Machlekes. And that means Rebbe didn't make a decision. So how in the world can Abchiyah know to make a decision? Obviously, we discount the Braisa. Omele, he said to him, so is that what you're saying? Let me ask you a question. Okay, this should be up. Amale said to him, you're telling me that there's a stam in the, if there's a machlekes in Mishnah, stam the braise, we ignore the braise altogether. Amale, but if there's a stam, it is a machlekes in the braise and a stam in the Mishnah, we'll follow the Mishnah. Okay, so let me ask a question. But now we learn the Mishnah regarding tumah. Misrik shel pishtun, you have a comb that you use for linen, for flax. Shenit l'shin, if it lost its teeth. Finished died of bush time. There's still two teeth left. May is a tummy because two teeth still have a function. The achas, but if there's only one tooth left, hey, what can you do with a comb with only one tooth? What about the kulan shenitlu achas bifneatzman? The teeth are all been removed from the comb, and each tooth is on its own, sitting on the table. Tummy is a tooth on its own, also has a function, so it's tummy. That's it then by the comb of flax. What about shaltemet, a comb that was used specifically for wool? Shenitli shinav, he took away its teeth. Achas mid-bain time, if the middle one is missing, then tired because the two outer teeth can't do anything. Abenishtaidu by gimel kamechad, if there were three teeth joined together, tummy, it's already a comb. Hoysa hachitzoina achas man, when we say three teeth together, what about the outside of the comb? Is one of the three teeth? Now look at any comb, the last tooth is very thick, it's not really considered a tooth. So if one of those three is the very outside of the comb, tight. It is tired because it's not really considered a tooth. What about nitlu bez? You took out two teeth, but also lamlak and made into a plier or tweezers or something like that. Tmes, it is tame because it has a function. Achas, you took off one tooth, but vihiskina lened, you smoothed it out and you prepared it to use to clean out candles. Eilimetuach, to stretch out hides and tamea. If you fixed it up in a way that it has a use, it's tame. There's a number of stidus in the braise, we'll explain. Before we get to that, the Kaimla, and we have a rule, the Ein Halacha Kaisa Mishnah, and we know the Halacha is not like that Mishnah. You just said when there's a Stam Mishnah, we'll always pass kind of like the Stam Mishnah, and yet here we have a rule, the Halacha, we know that this Halacha is not like this Mishnah. Ignore this Mishnah. The Rabbi Yechid and Shlakish, the Amit Tavaya, both Rabbi Yechid and Shlakish both say, Zu ain't a Mishnah. This Mishnah is not quoted correctly, so ignore it. My timer, before we go back to Zu Rashi. Rashi, three lines at the top, Stein, 22 teeth, the Chazil Milse, because it's still suitable for something. Achaz Tedid, the Chazil Midi, not suitable for anything. Achaz Bifne Atzma, Sheinet Chuvim, the Misek is no longer attached to the comb, it's Klazius and it's tummy. Sheruya Lenaid, because you can use it to a candle, a Limituach, or to spread out Lifresh Begodim, to stretch our clothes, a Chut Zumazu, or a thread from one to the next. Achaz Mid, so that's why the linen, we say that the piece on its own has some value. When we talk about a woolen comb, you take out one from between. She recall gimel as muches many feet together, nitle and together woolen one, so they are no longer suitable. The outer one's one of the teeth. Achas mahashleim is halala, one of these ones. Shnishtairu, you were left behind gimel. Imachitzainas, three together with the outer one. Vishen chitzainer, rechavihi, the problem with the outer tooth is that it's very wide. Kein chitzainer, shibem misik, shalechalanu, like our wooden combs, that the outer one's very wide. Hichalay mahanye bahadayu doesn't work, vitoy is toy. If you take one off, if you take two off, and you turn it from a locket to a tweezer. Melachayim, like the tweezer, applies shakredin tunnelish. And if you have one tooth, but this time in this part of the Mishnah it says that you have to actually fix up that single tooth. Lened, you make it, prepare it. Lenaked a sanet to clean out a candle. Ulimetuach lifrish beg it to stretch out a clothes. Kein achayotim like a tailor shemoichin oides bimesmodim that they have nails in. They stretch out their hides. Tamei, it's tummy. The common party members will ask why in the safe of the Mishnah says you have to prepare that single tooth, and the Reisha just says if it happened to have a single tooth. The Tana Reisha kula nachas achem abzunder. Tamei, avgav lo yiski was demesakin. Now the Gemara brought down, don't worry about this Mishnah. You know why they're looking at the Mishnah? Because Rabbi Yechon says, ignore this Mishnah. Why should we ignore this Mishnah? I mean, how can you just say ignore the Mishnah? Obviously, there's something wrong with the Mishnah. And it must be that it was not quoted correctly, so therefore we can't pass like it. What's wrong with the Mishnah? So Gemara will go through the Mishnah and try to work out different problems, and we'll see whether it's a problem or not. You know why the Mishnah is not a Mishnah? Because the Kasha Reishal is safer. It's full of contradictions. The Moshe. The Tony in the Reish, it says in the Sefer, by Shaltema, by wool, Shinitli Shinav Achaz Mi Beitayim Toy. If you take out one of the middle teeth, it's Toy because the two outer teeth and have no value. What about it wouldn't be a middle tooth taken out? Let's say you had two teeth together, not three, but just even two teeth, that's already sufficient to be a comb. Tummy, it's tummy. And yet, you heard the tummy, and in the beginning we learned, nishtaidu by gimel tummy, a minimum of three teeth before it becomes tummy. Gimel in shtaim like two, no. One place it sounds like two, one place it sounds like three. That's the reason why you want to discount the Mishnah, my kusher, what's the big deal? Dilma, maybe it depends where the teeth are. Ha, big vayasa, ha, b'diyasa. Here in the inner, here in the outer. And that's just troop shutting with inner, outer in. Inner can mean in the middle where you have the handle for the brush, so that's much sturdier. And therefore, two teeth are raised enough to do the job, but the outer ones, it's not really parallel. No, that's second Sharanashi. The first Sharanashi is that the middle teeth are the outer teeth. The middle teeth is you have a stick, the handle. And the middle teeth where you have the handle is much stronger. So two teeth can do the job. But if it's an outer ones and the handle's here, two teeth can do the job, you need three teeth. Other Sharanashi is the inner row and the outer row. The outer row does more sort of work, the inner row just traps whatever doesn't get through properly. So the outer row, you need three teeth, inner row you need two teeth. Rashi. Rashi, achas mi bentayim, hodik toni, shtayim, tame, big viyasa, the middle ones. Amtsayiz, the middle of the chazian tfeit, is mosubul, shenkeneg beziyat, opposite the handle, I'm missing of that comb, kushu oich is boy, when you're holding onto the handle, mechavona, same list, they're right opposite, and they're ready to be sodik, the comb. Hodik toni, this is what it says, sholosh, three in, shtayim, loy, two no, but braisa, viyasa, the outside ones. I'm not talking about the outer ones, though. I mean, we learned before the outer ones are useless. Those towards the outer one, the ain't the they're not opposite the handle. Lechazukulai, not suitable. Here, if a gimel of the chazi even mixes, I was trying lechazim the two are not worth at all. Lish nacherine voik is another pshat, and that's maybe the main one. Big viyasa over the yasa, the inner and outer. Shtei shudas, shinayim yishmiz. There are two rows. Shaltzemer by wool. Chitzaini is a pnimi, is the outer and the inner. Hachitzayni, the outer one, those in the forward part of the brush, Ikra Malachat Tluyibe, and they do the main work of combing the wool. Upnimiyas, and the inner ones, purely liklazema to catch it. Shalai Yipa, they shouldn't fall down. Hilcha Bechitzayni is the outer one to do all the work, so you mean three. The Mokamechman plays, but Upnimiyas, Daim Abeis, and the inner one is enough for two. So that's not a problem. So why are you discounting the Mishnah? So you want to go back and say, I'll tell you why, it's another problem in the Mishnah. Ella mahocha says the Gemara. Ella from here, the Tani says the kul on all of them. Shnitlan achas achim. If you took one tooth, if you took off a tooth from the brush, bifnei atzma tmeis, each tooth on it individually has a use. Ba'avgad lehiskina. It seems even though you didn't prepare it, and then yema sefer achas vehiskina. You had to prepare it. Oyli mituach tmeis. Is mashma hiskina in lehiskina loy? I'm going to buy again. My kusha, that's a problem. Dilma ha bikitayu. The first one is talking about there's a handle that comes with this one tooth. A handle with one tooth can do the work. We don't do anything more work. Ha balaikitayu. If you have only one tooth without a handle, you have to do something to prepare it that you can hold on to it, have a grip, and so on. It's not a stira. Rashi. Bikitayu. Shenotl imo chaticha said a piece of wood. He nasis la besiada becomes a handle. The ain't no tzicha tikanachin or any other fixing. Another reason why it's not a stida. My kushi, what's the problem? Dilma ha bikatin. There was a small tooth. Then it what? Then it needs. It needs a handle. Ha balimta. And if it's a big tooth, it doesn't need a handle. So the Rebbe is talking about a big tooth. It doesn't need a handle, and that's why it's ready the way it is. And the Sefer is talking about a small tooth. If you need a handle, you need something to hold on to it. Rashi. Alimta of a stick. Ve'ein atzichas. Basically, doesn't need a handle. Ella, you know why this Mishnah is discounted? Mishum the Messiah of Davkani, those who are Medayik and every word of the Mishnah used to conclude this Mishnah when they learned it. Zu divrei Rav Shimon. This Mishnah is not a stam, it's a das yochi. That's why Rav Yechon Shlokas say, don't pass like this Mishnah. The Grashi of Rav Shimon, Lav Stam, it's not a stam. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayitah, new Gemara, Shalach Rav Chiyah Bar Avi, and Rav Chiyah Bar Avi sent the message and said that even though we just learned that you're not allowed to get married for 3 months, of ma'arsin to gimel, you're allowed to get married. You're allowed to get ma'arsin within 3 months, even though isn't the machlekes the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says you have to wait 3 months, and Rabbi Yehuda says that those who are married allowed to be ma'aris straight away. So what are we saying? Are we saying the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, or actually we're saying here there's something else? We're saying here that you don't need a full 3 months. The question is whether 3 months means that 3 months, because that's when we recognize whether she's pregnant. I mean, mamish 3 months, 90 days, is that what it is? Well, 3 months means, you know, most of year, most of, you know, Sivan, most of Thomas. I mean, a bit more than 4 days. You need most of 2 months and the middle month. You need a total of, 61 days. Yeah, oh my God. So he's... along those lines. But not even less than that. Here's three and a bit. We'll see. Within the third month. Right now we're saying so you have full 2 months, and within the third month, that's when you can be ma'aris. And in fact, Rabbi Loza told them, you don't need the full entire month. Most of them full month. The ruba is shlishi, most of the third month. Them tzoi shalom and the middle month. Sometimes he's actually b'chanina goes machmer. What happens if you're in the first month, you only have a meat of the month? Let's say it happened on the 17th day of the month. So you can no longer count that month at all. No, he's saying, you look at Chadashim. So there can be more than 90 days. He's being machmer away, because if, let's say, it happened this 18th day of Iyar, so the 18 days you forget about, you have the full 30 days of Sivan, plus the 18 days, that's already 48, the full month of Sivan, of Tammuz, so another 30, and then you have most of. So you have like 98 days or something. So sometimes it's machmer. Ameima shara le'oriz b'yoyim tishim. Ameima allowed them to, they don't have to wait 90 days and then, the 90th day. They say when you wait 3 months, you wait. It's actually 92 days. You don't include the 90 days start the following day. You don't include the day of the passing, and the day you want to get engaged is the day following. So it's really 92 days, the 92nd day. So what do you tell me within the 90th day? Forget the Pchanina Godel who has the Mechajmud. You agreeing it's 90 days. It's not a 90th day. It's 90 complete days before you do anything. But you missed up. This is what Rabbi Shmuel said, that you need 90 complete days. We're talking about something else altogether. That's talking about not 90 days, but the 2 years that you have to wait for the mother to stop nursing. The 2 years does not include the day that the child was born. Does not include the day that you want to get married to her. So it's 2 full years plus 2 days. That's how strict we are with the 2 years. You think, oh, 2 years, what's the big deal? 1 day here, 1 day in. 2 years already. No. But when it comes to 90 days, it's a 90th day. What's the ma'aseh? The itma that I was one of my boss say, tzricha lahapnin chob dal chodesh, you have to wait 20 months, chutz b'yem shenoy leboi, b'chutz b'yem shenoy leboi, except the day that ma'aris. Says the Gemara, but when it comes to 9 days, 90th day is good enough. Like Ameima says. But there's a Gemara of Ahud of it. What are you talking about? Ahud was once a Maise, the Ovat Sudas Edis, and he made a party B'yom Tishim on the 90th day.
But only for a divorced person, also for a non-divorced.
We're talking about anyone who is not divorced. If you were married and we need 90 days between the next marriage to have Chana. 2 years is again no difference. If she gave birth to a baby, And then you have to allow her to feed the baby for 2 years. And we had the Gemara that two opinions. The mayor says if you did get married, we counsel you. You have to get and never get married to her again. According to Chamim, Yifresh, and then you get married to her after 2 years. Then we Rav came along. Yifresh says with a get. Then we had a machlek. What about a kohen? Are we going to punish him with a get because then he can't live with her anymore or not? There are two opinions there within Das Rav, Mashash and Ravina. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that it's the 90th day. Who David Sudah Edison? There's once a story that somebody made a Sudah in the 90th day of Sudah's Edison, but after they Ravel Sudah, Ravel said it was a water waste because you can't do anything with the Sudah, you can't get married. So see, clearly me that it's the 90th day for Edison is no good. Says Gemara, you mixed up. Ahin Sudah's Nasuyin have it. That wasn't an engagement party. That was a wedding party. And a wedding party, I have to wait the full night. I agree. A wedding has to wait the full 90 days. You cannot get married to the following day. I'm talking about Edison and getting engaged. Engaged, we're more lenient. And engaged, you can get engaged on the 90th day. Says Gemara, v'hilchso, what's the final halacha? Tzicha lahamtin chob dal chob. It comes to 24 months from nursing. You have to wait chutz miyayim shenoylid boi v'chutz miyayim shenis arsva. You don't include the day that was born. You don't include the day that was engaged. So it's 92nd day. And when it comes to getting married or getting engaged, utzicha lahamtin gimel chadosh. You need to wait 3 months. Chutz miyayim shemeiz boi v'chutz miyayim shenis arsva. We don't agree to a meimar. We're going to paskin that it's 92nd day when she can get engaged. We follow Tanakama, and it's full 90 days, and excluding the day that the person died and the day you get engaged. Okay, comes along Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi is hard to understand. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said that even though I agree with you that a married woman, her husband dies, you got to wait 90 days before she can get married again, but where I disagree with you is on two counts. A married woman, to get engaging and engaged straight away, you just don't get married for 3 months, but engaging gets straight away, so it's an ensuing can get married. And the other thing I disagree with you is, an engaged woman can get married straight away, because what's the problem? Comes along at Abiyasi and he says, Kol hanoshim yis arsu, all the women can get engaged. Sounds like all the women, even those who are married, can get engaged straight away. And obviously, he's agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. And the only thing I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda is that an almana, if her husband died, she should not get engaged straight away. Wait till 30 days for Avelis. You must have a problem with that because where do you find that an Avel is not allowed to get engaged? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda Kal V'Chaim. I don't. Chus Ramon. Says Rav Chizda Kal V'Chaim. I don't understand. What's the Kal V'Chaim? This is a question. Ma b'mokum she'osu lechabes. Ma doch Tisha B'Av time when you're not allowed to do laundry. Yet mutter le'odis, you're allowed to the week of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to get engaged. So we see that getting engaged is more lenient than washing. So mokum she'mutter lechabes. So an almana who's allowed to wash her clothes after the shiva. Ein din she'mutter le'odis. Surely she should be able to get engaged after the shiva. So what's the Beyazi coming along that almana should not get engaged? We're going to get engaged for 30 days because of Avelis. What kind of Avelis? Kal v'chaymer. Madach Tishabo. When you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do arises. So surely an oval after 7 days after Shiva can do laundry. Surely she's ready to get engaged. Well, the more explains another question. Mayi, what's going on? It's now we learn Shabbos, Shechol Tishabo, the week that Shiva falls out inside it. Also, Lisape, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Or to wash your clothes. But if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, then on Thursday, Mutti, you're allowed to wash your clothes. They cover the Shabbos. But Tanya, we learned about Isaac. What about Koidim Hazman Hazeh before that week? No, it's Rosh Chodesh of and onwards. Ha'om Mema'atim Baskeim, you reduce your work. Belisa Velitin, from doing business. Melivnei, from building. Melantoyim, from planting. Ma'arsin, you're allowed to be Ma'aris. You're allowed to do Erisin. Avaloi, kain, you don't get married. The ain't Oisin, so does Erisin. And you don't make a party for Edison, even though you're allowed to get engaged, but parties you don't make. Klar, you're allowed to get engaged, even though it says you're not allowed to be mechabes. And right now we're learning that when it says Shabbat Shechobah and it says Kaidim Azman Azem, means before Thursday, we're learning it's the same period. Same period, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to matters. Now, Tosfos over here says, when we know everything about Tainis, when it says you're not allowed to do buildings on the 9 days, we're talking about building Shal Simcha, they used to build a house for a chassan, or planting, they used to plant trees for a chuppah. But Tosfos then is Mechadish, when it says business, maybe business also means business to prepare for the chassan. But stamp business you're allowed to. Then it says maybe stamp business also you should reduce a little bit. Possibly.
I don't think there's any scene for you to go shit in the caterer.
True, yeah.
What would you say about
the Yesh Mefarshim, the Masa Mat Nami Aili Bishal Simcha Kirin Tzarech Chuppah? But then he said, I don't like that. Business is business. Okay. Anyway, that's a question. Zodi Gemara, who told you that what? Who told you that you're allowed to be ma'aris at the same time you're not allowed to be mechabes? Ki tanya hi koidim de koidim. Maybe you misunderstood. You thought the braisa when it talks about you're not allowed to do laundry shows a chobot, and then it says koidim is man koidim. You thought it means koidim before tishvav, and therefore you said that you're allowed to be ma'aris. So you learned it's the same period when you're not allowed to wash laundry. You're allowed to engage. So how come this hamona can't? So I'm telling you the wrong shot. We're talking about over here koidim the koidim. We're talking about over here that same time when you're allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to get engaged. But taka the shavua shechobot tishvav, you're not allowed to get engaged either. That's what we're saying right now. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, says Rava, Omar Rava, the Kedim, even before the Shavuot Shechobah and Nami, Kedim Nami, Kavachay, Mishlo, Kavachay, Ma, Bemokim, Sha'asa, Lisa, Velit, you now do business. From Rosh Chodesh, you now do business. Mutil Ares, you're allowed to do, get engaged. Mokim Shemutil, Lisa, Velit, so on, after Shiva, every Ova is allowed to do business. Ain't a dinge with Lares. Madoch, we now the from Rosh Chodesh, you now do any business, because from a kaidim to kaidim, and kaidim to kaidim says you now do business, right? You now do business, yet you're allowed to get engaged. So a woman who's allowed to do business knows after Shiva and Almana can do business. Of course, she's allowed to get engaged. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? You're not get engaged after 7 days. So the Gemara, you misunderstood. Let's now learn a new pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Like Tamer, that Rabbi Yossi, Omer, don't think Rabbi Yossi is getting engaged. You thought of Israel getting engaged and Amana shouldn't get engaged. You're learning, maybe we should change the whole pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Say like this. Don't say Rabbi Yossi kol hanoshim yis'arsu. Don't say that he's saying all the women should get engaged and Amana shouldn't, because of Avelis. Ela Eimer kol hanoshim yinashu. Even though he used the word yis'arsu, he meant all engaged women are allowed to get married. Like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that all engaged women, then the husband died, is allowed to get married because there's no problem of chana. Yeah. Or Nachmet. Maybe the Martin, what I just told you now is the next Gemara. What Gemara is saying right now is Nachmet, that Rabbi Yossi argues on everybody in the Mishnah. Tanakhama says that everyone has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda says only those that make sense to wait 3 months. Kamei says no one has to wait 3 months. We don't need Avchana. Because the most questions we had yesterday, well, you can check her out, wait 3 months and then check her out then to see whether there's a child or see how she walks. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no reason to do anything. Kol hanoshim yinosu. Every woman, not just an Arusa woman, every woman is able, the Mishnah says the word yarsu. It meant yinosu. We're not changing the word, we're just taking taich. Every woman can get married, but an almana should not get married for 30 days. Married is something else. She's an oval. Wait 30 days. The less lay let Rabbi Yossi lahavchi. Someone asked a question. Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe in the whole concept of avchana. Someone, no. Lastly, Taka doesn't hold of it. Why not? A man has to wait 3 imtaifim. Because we don't want him to forget his wife altogether. Out of respect for your wife. Depends if he did the mitzvah per revu. See this long taste on the bottom. This long taste that starts on top of the page and moves on to the next page. He brings all the different opinions, the Torah of any time and the Ri, and all the different opinions about a man. If you like get married during Shiva, engaged during the between Shiva and Shleishim, there's four opinions. You can get engaged, you can get married, but no bila, wait till marriage after 30, but engaged straight away within Shiva, out of Shiva. Because remember the Mori Kotmi had a story. Rabbi Yosef was standing in the Beis HaKvaras. He was a kohen, and he told his wife, who just passed away, his wife's sister, by the way, get ready because I need you to take care of my kids. So during then the homachleik when they actually get married, but that's the marker. In during Shiva, he talked to her about it. Right? The question is, did he actually do something, get engaged? No, that's a machleikus. It's not bottom line. There's four opinions.
Homework.
That's it. It's long tesis. Go work on it. Long tesis. Actually, the last line taste is very interesting, so if we have a minute, we'll learn inside. But going to Chassanis as a novel. But just continue here. This is an unbelievable color. Remember, taste is Yevamos and Dal over Aleph. See you in a minute. Okay.
What's the problem?
Baruch Hashem that the Balbatim here did not do a good job on me. The Rebbe writes in a letter, whoever is machmer and avelis out of respect for the Neshama Lamaila is hurting the Neshama Lamaila. Hurting the Neshama Lamaila. Strong words.
Maybe.
Because the Neshama Lamaila sees that you're uncomfortable, it's because of him.
That's it.
And that causes... Agmas Nefesh and other things.
First,
you have to look for something. Then you find. Okay, by the Gemara. That's one answer. So he completely argued everybody else. Iboy same another answer is Loilam Misa. Of course he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The aim of this Hailam Shat. Rabbi Yehisi Omer call Arusas Yenosu. When he said that everyone can get married, he didn't mean everyone, he meant all those who were engaged can get married. In other words, he holds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the chil between him and Rabbi Yehuda? Ike benayu. The chilik is the other part. Rabbi Yehuda says that those who are married can get engaged straight away. And Rabbi Yehisi says no. Not Rabbi Yehisi being Machmir. Rabbi Yehisi first is making a story to be Machmir. Rabbi Yehisi saying, I'm going to agree with you half. Those, I'm going to agree with you that all those who were engaged, that all those engaged can get married straight away. But where I disagree with you, all those who are married should not get engaged straight away. Those who are married should not get engaged straight away. Rabbi Yehuda Sava and Nesuya, if they were married, Mutel Lod, why should they can get engaged? What's wrong with getting engaged as long as they get married? Rabbi Yehuda Sava, no. If you were married, wait for 3 months. Asura L'Ores. Says the Gemara. So there are like three opinions in the Mishnah. You want to be Sava, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesuya. So according to this, you're talking not allowed to do Edison at all. You're talking not allowed to do Edison. So you had a question there about Kibbutz, if Kibbutz, you're talking not allowed to do Edison. Yeah, because they were married, now do Edison. You're telling Rabbi holds that a married woman cannot get engaged, but Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Eim Rabbi himself said. In a Braise, it says different. It says in a Braise, Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu. They all could get engaged. You just told me Rabbi Yosi holds that the married women should not get engaged, and I argue with Rabbi Yehuda. The Braise clearly says that Rabbi Yosi says that all married women can get engaged. Chutz min almona bnei ibuk, says almona because of avelis. How long should this avelis go on? For shloishi yom? But the kulei nasa, but nobody should get married. But nobody should get married until 3 months go by. So very different than what you just said. Says the Gemara, hi my kushya, what exactly? Ask me. What bother you? Ilema, because Rabbi Yehuda says in this braisa, kol hanoshim yis arsu. In Rabbi Yehuda's braisa, clearly all women should get engaged. You got a problem. The Mishnah says the same thing, and yet I touched the Mishnah when it says all women should get engaged. I meant that all engaged women should get married. So me Ali must listen. How is this question any these words exact same words of the Mishnah? How can be any stronger? Do Kimna? We said what the Mishnah talking about when it says yis arsu. It's not saying what they should do. It's talking about it's the finding these women. That these engaged women, that these engaged women can get married. So, Achinami, that's Pshat Nebraise as well. Anybody engaged can get married. Elamis Sefer, it's from the end of this Braise. What does the Braise say? Tony says, V'kulon lo yinasu, none of them should get married. Achiyehelehen gimel chadoshim, it says none of them should get married for 3 months. Married, they shouldn't get for 3 months because we'll have chana. But engaged, you're allowed to get straight away. In Subi Hudula, how you should shop it dummy, but yet you get straight away, and you just said that Yasi argues Rabbi Yehuda holds that you should not get engaged. That Rabbi Yehuda held that they should not get engaged for 3 months. Clearly, Braise could get engaged right away, like our original pshat. Omar Rava says you're right. Let's go back to our original pshat. But we had a question. Our original pshat, what Rabbi Yehuda holds, exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, that all engaged women can get married straight away. All married women can get engaged straight away, except an almon and avela should not get engaged for 30 days. And we asked the question: L'chayda madoch, she's allowed to do business. Surely she should be able to get engaged. How do we? Why do we say ask her engagement? Says Rava. Omar Rava, this is how I'll answer. The Eimahachi. Rabbi Yehisi Omer kol arusas grushas, any woman that was originally only engaged, Yinosu can get married straight away, just like Rabbi Yehuda. But when I say that chutz l'amana, I was not talking about an amana that wants to get engaged. There's nothing wrong with amana, obel get engaged. I'm talking about an amana wants to get married. Married, you have to wait till the avelus period is over. So even though the Mishnah says Ya'arsu, I meant getting married. Kol arusas grushas yinosu. Any woman that was engaged can get married straight away. Chutz min amona. The amona should not get married straight away. But the nesuis loyis arsu. Okay, one second. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying now. So Rabbi Yossi is saying here, an arus, you're allowed to be ma'aris within 30 days. An ovos is allowed to be ma'aris. What an ovos is allowed to do is get married during the avelis. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. Even though he uses the word in the Mishnah, I agree totally with Rabbi Yehuda. But where I disagree with him is that they should, an amon should not get, even though he said ya'ar, so he meant yinasu, getting married for 30 days because of the avelis. That's what he meant. But if someone was married, she should not get engaged. If someone was married, she should not get engaged until 3 months go by. So what Rav is learning now is Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one. That a married woman should, you said a married woman can get engaged straight away. I'm saying she's not getting engaged for 3 months. But where I agree with you is that an engaged woman can get married straight away, but an almana should not get married straight away, wait 30 days. Says the Gemara, V'almana mina edison misle. I have a question. What are you talking about? You're talking about a woman, when you're saying right now, according to WAC, when can a woman get married pretty much straight away? If all she was engaged to her first husband. And that part, he agrees with the Rabbi Yehuda. But an almana, if not divorced, but an almana should not get married straight away because of avelis. What can almana? If she was only engaged to the guy, to Reuven, and then everyone dies, she's no mitzvah of almana. There's no mitzvah of avelis there. Avelis, we learned before, is only when you get married. While they're engaged, period, there's no, most of the din in between them don't exist. So what kind of avelis is there? Freddy Gemara. Said, if this guy's wife is only an arusa, there's no din an oinin. If it's a kohen, there's no din an oinin, or anybody, there's no oinin that you don't make brachas and all that. If you're a kohen, you're not allowed to be metameter. If he saw you have no mitzvah metameter. Likewise, she loy oinenes, v'loy metameloy. There's nothing there, there's no avelis. So what are you telling me? Rabbi Yossi is talking about a case where a married woman wants to getting she was only engaged. She was only engaged when her husband died. Now she would like to get married straight away. Except that Amona has to wait 30 days. Why 30 days? What kind of avail is there? Mace, so she died. Eino Yosha, he does not yashner. Mace, who he dies yet? Goyvuk Savasa. If that was the meaning, I'm welcome to get the ksuba from them. Ella says the Gemara. Back to the very fifth shot. Forget the last chapter we just said, but Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one thing and disagrees with one thing. No, go back to the first shot that he's talking about married women can get engaged straight away. He's talking about the married, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda completely. And married women can get engaged straight away. And an almana is an almana from a married, and a man from a marriage. Has to wait 3 days for avelis. Aye, what's going on there? What kind of almana wait 3 days for avelis?
Because what does one have to do with the other?
Because the truth matter tonight, this in itself is actually a machlekes tonight by Tisha B'Av. You made an assumption that kibbutz is mutter, kibbutz is aser, and edus is mutter, and therefore you had a whole kal v'chaymer there. Where kibbutz is mutter, surely edus is mutter. Not everyone agrees. Some people hold that kibbutz and edus have the exact same din. That's your takanality and get engaged during Tisha B'Av. The time we learn, this Bryson said that they reduced their work. Melissa was a new business. Melibna is from building, Vilentaya from planting. Umele Ores, Klor Bryson, that you're not allowed to get engaged. This Bryson holds you're not allowed to get engaged. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that wherever there's Avelis, and you're not allowed to, and wherever there's Avelis, you're not allowed to get engaged. It's exactly the same thing. So there's no Kabuchemer anymore. The Kabuchemer is gone. So even though she's allowed to do laundering, maybe getting married, you're not allowed to get engaged. Melissa and Shabbos, Chaltish Bava stricter, also the Saper, Ule Chabbos, and so on and so forth. So, what do you mean here? That Kibbutz is mutter in the week, that Edison is stricter than Kibbutz. The first week before Shu'ur Chalbay, this Tana holds. You're allowed to launder, but you're not allowed to Edison. So, the same thing by this Almana. After the Shiva, she's allowed to launder, but you can't do Edison. That's Rabbi Yossi. Yes, I would call it Chaydish. Others say,
why did you just say that?
You know, this Tana argue, our Tana, the way we hold, the way we learn is, kibbutz is also, but edison is mutter. Because Shemi Kadmen Achar, and we had more and more cotton, that even though it's not Bashed, but maybe through Rachmim, through Davening, you can change it, and you don't take your chances. That's our, we hold. Rabbi Yehi holds like this, Tana here holds, no. Edison is a simcha, and you now do things of simcha. Rashi, first wide line, Rashi. Ella Tanoihi, Ella Oilam Kedektoni Maslisin, let's go back to the first, where we built the Mishnah, Kol Hanoshim Yis Arsu, that all the women can get engaged, all married women can engage, Kibashin, but Ishmael, that we learned initially, the Nasuas Koi, married women, the Abel, Ikebenayu. And there's a Machlaikis of Zabelisanat. Vashmeinan, the Edison, the May Ovel, Osir. And it comes to teach you, Rabbi Yisi, that Edison during Avelis, the Shloishim is awesome. I, the Kashala, Koydam Azman. I have a question before the Zman. The Koni Uma Arsin. We learned before that you're allowed to be Ma'aris there before the Shavuot Shecholboy. Tanoi, that's good for the Machle Tanoim. Eagle Amanda Osir. There's a Tana, we just brought right in a Brais, or some Fedrish, that what? That you're not allowed to do Edison, even though Kibbutz is Mutter. By he, the Tony Ma'asin, loved the Behakoli. Not everyone holds you allowed to be Ma'aris. And Rabbi Yisi holds like this Braisa. For Lois Filo, Rabbi Yisi. He holds like this Braisa. Says Moravite, Rabbi Yisi holds that what? A woman, a veil is now get engaged. For 30 days. Says Moravite, Maskul of Aja asked a question. This is Yerai from the Braisa. It's a very big Kiddush that you can't get engaged at all during a Bailis. Memai de la Oris, la Oris Mama, who told you means to get engaged? Dimul Lemevitz's Edison Rasser, maybe means the meal of an engagement you're not allowed to. Hold the other Shabbat, I'm engaged you allowed to because Shem Kamacha. If so, if you say when it says Edison, it means a party. When it says you shouldn't get married, according to you, it doesn't mean you're not get married, it means you don't have a party. You're allowed to get married, you don't have a party. That's Pshat. Of course, it means when it says don't get married during a veil, it means don't get married. So why, when it comes to engagement, you say it's only the party? Hachi Hatzah, what are you comparing? Now, this is interesting. Just getting married itself is already a big simcha. So if during Avel, you're not allowed to get married. Obviously, you're not allowed to get married. Forget about the Suda. What exactly does that mean? People don't get excited when they get engaged. There's not much of a simcha when you're getting engaged. It's the party that makes them happy. I don't know. Rashi. Hello, Rashi. Nobody holds it. You're not allowed to. Nobody holds you're not allowed to get engaged. But Rabbi Yisi moide by hidem aris. Rabbi Yisi also holds you're allowed to get engaged. I the kashal kavuchaymer ushayni ben avir chlosh. Sorry. So we go back to the original question. The kavuchaymer said, why Taki Rabbi Yisi say that you can't get engaged during the almana should wait 3 days? You're comparing Tisha B'Av to a personal avelis. Says Ravashi. Interesting. Oh, Ravashi. Shiny avelis chadoshim avelis yishana. Tisha B'Av is an old avelis. By an old avelis, we're more lenient. We allow her to get engaged, including Tisha B'Av. But when it comes to her husband, it's a new avelis. We're stricter, we're more stringent, and she's not allowed to get engaged. Number one. Number two is the shiny avelis, the rabim avelis, the yachid. The way Rashi learns is avelis, the rabim, is more lenient. And Avel is the Yachid. It's hard to understand Rashi if Tesha Rabbi asks this Rashi, but Rashi holds that a personal Avel is stricter than a public Avel. So a public Avel is allowed to, like Tesha Rabbi, you're allowed to get engaged, but a personal Avel is not allowed to. That's what Basie holds. Tesha has a problem with that, and he learns Faket, that Taina Zerabim is obviously, Avel Zerabim is much stricter, and that's where he now do business, and these other things. But let's look at the last three lines of Tesha from Dal Lumen Aleph. The last 10 lines. Rabbeinu Yosef Omer. She last reliance the ha. Rabbi Yisrael Amir the ha da asrin and base hasimcha hine davke simcha shalushus. The Amirim set the smachas al kol hamaisim also leilich le base hasimcha ad shloishin yom al aviv alim moish name as a chodesh elim ken haysudus a mitzvah. A sudus a mitzvah is different. You're allowed to go to sudus a mitzvah. You're allowed to go to sudus a mitzvah. The efshin the loy shadi be sudus a mitzvah el achas shloishim v'koya aviv imoy. That a sudus a shus is what's awesome, but a sudus a mitzvah you're allowed to go after shloishim even al aviv imoy. Achzas mashma the shadi afilu toich shloishim. A sudus a mitzvah. Okay, stop the mission now. So